It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already February 20th and February 21st, depending on when you're listening to this. Valentine's Day has come and gone, as has President's Day. I want to give a big shout-out to my last week's guest, Dr. Brian Bicknell, who's the president of Manchester Community College. And there's so many exciting things going on in the community college system in New Hampshire. The way we like to say it, you can start at a community college system, then go on and get your four-year degree, and your four-year degree is just as valuable as anybody's four-year degree. Or if you want to pick up a trade or an executive skill set at the community college system, you can get a great job from there. So big shout-out to Brian Bicknell. But this weekend, the focus is on the Arthritis Foundation, and joining me is one of my special colleagues who's been working with me directly with the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England, as I'm the chair of that leadership board, is Tammy Barboza, who's the associate director of New England Arthritis Foundation. Tammy, thank you for joining me this weekend, February 20th and 21st. I know you're quite busy. I know it's quite cold out, but here we are, and hopefully you had a nice Valentine's Day.
Here we are, Tom. Thank you so much for having me and having the Arthritis Foundation be represented as part of this radio segment. Yes, had a great Valentine's Day, and I am so looking forward to mid-March when we can actually say it's the first of spring.
There you go. So I've been doing this show for like 10 years, and people are always, always interested in the background of the guests. We've used this radio show as a forum to get wellness messages out, get oral health messages out, but also to highlight various not-for-profits. And of course, in the spirit of transparency, I've been involved with the Arthritis Foundation for about 20 years, basically starting as a runner in the Jingle Bell series and then making my way up to the volunteer board chair. But your background, tell us how you wound your way up to the New England Arthritis Foundation.
Absolutely. Well, I guess 20 is the magic number, because that is the number of years that I've been involved with nonprofits, both on a staff level and on a volunteer level, going much farther back. I was born and raised in southeastern Massachusetts, schooled at part of the UMass family, and I actually have my engineering undergraduate degree, which I know is a far cry from, being with the Arthritis Foundation. But fast forward, I spent some time in Virginia, began my development work at the University of Virginia, and more fast forwarding, have been with the Arthritis Foundation as their associate director of the New England market, as you mentioned, Tom, for about a year and a half. So started in the fall of 19, and I know you started your journey with the Arthritis Foundation as a runner of our Jingle Bell Run, but I have to say you have not stopped running over the last 20 years.
Yeah, somewhere right before the pandemic, I reached 1,000 races in documented races. So it's been fun, but it's interesting, since we mentioned the Jingle Bell Run, as you know. And you were a big contributor to helping me make this happen. New Hampshire, we were the only ones last year in 2019 that actually had an in-person Jingle Bell Run, and we made it statewide. We did it at Delta Dental Stadium, and it was just a thrilling experience to put it all together. A big shout-out to Millennium Running, of course, who, along with the governor's task force here in New Hampshire, developed a COVID protocol. So it's quite a safe experience, and it was great to see all the runners taking off individually announced and off and running. And we'll talk about this. I know we want to talk about some other things first, but we're planning to do the exact same venue for the Arthritis Walk, which will be in Manchester, New Hampshire, on May 8th. And I know you'll detail that. We're once again going to use Millennium Running, use basically the same course. We'll have bibs. It's going to be quite an experience, and the only difference between the Jingle Bell Run and the Arthritis Walk is we probably will have more walkers, and we don't have necessarily the timing service, but everything else will be the same. But we'll get into that. So tell us, though, compelling statistics. This is what got me involved. I was at one of the Jingle Bell runs, like I said, like probably two decades ago. And when a speaker says that doctor diagnosis arthritis is the most debilitating disease for adults, and then when they also comment on juvenile arthritis, it is so compelling. So tell us some of those statistics, and this basically will explain why you and I do what we're doing.
It certainly will, Tom. Thank you for asking. So I don't know if our viewers are aware, but arthritis is the number one cause of disability nationwide. So in the U.S., arthritis is the number one cause of disability, more so than heart disease, more so than diabetes, more so than cancer. And the cost nationwide of treating arthritis is over $300 billion, that's with a B, annually. So it's staggering. It's phenomenal. And when we break it down, arthritis, and I can't stress this enough, it is not just an elderly person's disease. As you mentioned, Tom, there are many children who have juvenile arthritis. There are more than 100 types of arthritis. More than 100 types, the three most common being osteoarthritis, which affects the joints, rheumatoid arthritis, and that's when the immune system attacks parts of the body, especially the joints, that leads to inflammation, and psoriatic arthritis, and that's a type of arthritis that mainly affects your skin as well as joints. So more than 100 types of arthritis. And another stat I would like our viewers to be aware of is that nationwide, and then I'll break it down for New Hampshire, but nationwide, more than 54 million, with an M, adults, have doctor-diagnosed arthritis. And when I say doctor-diagnosed arthritis, of course, that does not include those folks who feel that they have arthritis, who may suspect they do, but yet haven't been diagnosed. So more than 54 million adults nationwide have been diagnosed with arthritis. When we look at our state of New Hampshire, we are looking at more than 20% of the adult population in New Hampshire, adults with doctor-diagnosed arthritis. And when we look at northern New England as a whole, Vermont and Maine are a little more. They're 24% in Vermont, 23% in Maine. So we can safely say between 20 and 24% within northern New England, adults have doctor-diagnosed arthritis. It's pretty staggering, isn't it?
It is staggering. And one of my goals, as you know, you've heard me say this at board meetings and in public speeches, is that we need to be able to share the story of arthritis in the same way we now easily celebrate, you know, breast cancer walks and prostate cancer walks. And when people recover from cancer, there's, you know, huge celebrations, and rightfully so. And it's wonderful, you know, all the compelling stories, but we still seem to, people, to some extent, are a little reticent now sometimes to talk about their arthritis as adults. Why do you think that might be?
I think, and this is my opinion, and what we've heard from arthritis sufferers and what we call at the foundation arthritis warriors, because it really is a fight every single day when one battles arthritis. What we have heard, Tom, is that folks feel that they just expect to get arthritis, right? They just expect it as they age. And a lot of our community members don't realize that arthritis may begin at childhood, and we need a mind shift to look at arthritis as more than just an elderly person's disease as one ages. And yes, osteoarthritis, you know, many of us are afflicted, myself included, full transparency. I have osteoarthritis, and I'm in my mid-50s. It's been occurring. It began maybe 5 to 6 years ago, and I'm learning to maintain it. I personally, and not just because I'm a staff person, but I receive a lot of resources and a lot of education from the Arthritis Foundation, and it really is a benefit. One other thing, Tom, that I would like to point out to our viewership is that folks who may have mental health, diabetes, heart disease, may be considered clinically obese, many of these folks are often plagued with arthritis. So adults with arthritis often have one or more chronic conditions. And, you know, for example, during our pandemic, we have seen a huge spike in anxiety, depression, which affects about a third of the adults, 45 years and older, who also have arthritis. So, again, it could be a compounding of different diseases and not just arthritis, which is even more important to really become educated, and I think that's where the foundation comes in.
Exactly. And where I was educated, as I mentioned, is the juvenile component, and sometimes I say this and it kind of staggers people, but there are more youth in New Hampshire impacted by doctor-diagnosed juvenile arthritis and juvenile diabetes. Everybody, of course, has heard of juvenile diabetes, but when I make that statement, people are stunned, and then we go into it. So tell us a little bit about juvenile arthritis and why that's also, you know, a struggle, because obviously kids in school, when you could go to school, I mean, they want to be with their friends, they want to be on the playground, they want to be playing sports, and how that it also has that, you know, that mental component as well.
There is, and I don't use this word lightly, there is a stigma, if you will, many times in our school systems, in our communities, for kids who cannot keep up with their peers. And I think you hit the nail right on the head, Tom, that juvenile arthritis is not something to be ignored, and it's really not something we hear of all that much in our communities. Just to give our viewers a sense, nationwide, there are about 300,000 kids, and when I say kids, ages 5 to 17 is what we're focused on here in the statistic with arthritis nationwide. Compare or contrast that $300,000 figure with the fact that there are only a little more than 400 pediatric rheumatologists nationwide. So when you do the math, that's about 700 kids per doctor, per pediatric rheumatologist.
Yeah, staggering. And I know that, and the other part of it is, as and we'll get to this after commercial, as a parent, I've heard this once, I've heard it 50 times, that, you know, I didn't realize my son or daughter could get juvenile arthritis. Where do I turn to? Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio this weekend, February 20th and 21st, with Tammy Barboza from the Arthritis Foundation. And Tammy and I work with a lot of local volunteers, people that many of you have heard of, and the sound of my voice, Amber Ferreira for one, Paul Maggiato, and many others. It's a purely volunteer board of people, you know, with passion. And one of our sort of national celebrities was Mary Nagel. Many of you know Mary. She was what we call our red carpet honoree, did a great job with fundraising and always participates in the Jingle Bell runs. So let's spend another couple minutes on juvenile arthritis and why that is so compelling, and then we'll get right into insights.
Great. Thank you, Tom. So as I mentioned before the commercial break, there are 300,000 children with arthritis nationwide, and certainly boils down to not enough pediatric rheumatologists. There are only 445, to be exact, nationwide. And I have heard from countless families, countless parents, when they were first beginning their journey with their child or children, many of our families have more than one child afflicted with juvenile arthritis, when they begin their journey, they were not sure where to turn. And I want to give a huge shout out to the Arthritis Foundation for having a plethora of information, an encyclopedia of information on the website. It's very easy, folks. It's arthritis.org. You will see amazing and just very detailed and very easy to navigate website with information, and specifically pages and pages just tailored to juvenile arthritis, what resources are available to you. Families, you are not alone. in your journey if you have one or more children suffering from juvenile arthritis. And that is really the message that I want to hit home most of all, Tom, is that whether you are a child or an adult suffering from arthritis, you are not alone.
I think that's a wonderful point, because when we have every once in a while at board meetings, we'll have guest speakers, and when the parents talk about when they get the diagnosis of their child, they're so stunned that they don't even know a son or daughter can get arthritis, and then when they can't get the access and the arthritis, you know, to the rescue, and there's definitely you know connection groups and so forth. This stat may be a little dated, but as of like 2015, there were actually close to 2,000 youth under 18 in New Hampshire with doctor-diagnosed arthritis. So it is a real issue, and the Arthritis Foundation really comes through in terms of both resources, but also just talking to other parents, living with it, in their family. So. We'll get to the walk, which is May 8th. But let's talk about your initiative on the insights assessment and what that means.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom, for teeing this up for insights. So, folks, insights, just as it sounds, INSIGHTS, it is an initiative of the Arthritis Foundation. It's actually an assessment. It's free. It is no more than 10 minutes to take. It is completely confidential, and it gauges your journey with arthritis to allow the Arthritis Foundation to provide programs and services that are best needed or most needed in the communities in which you live. And to give you a few examples, the Insights Assessment talks about, it has some questions regarding your physical health, your emotional health, your social health, and also your experience of care, how you feel your care with your provider or providers has been and why. Again, it's less than 10 minutes, and it really does make a difference. So far, we have received more than 18,000 assessments, completed assessments, and it truly has helped us develop programming specific to local communities. That website, folks, is arthritis.org/insights, or you can just go to arthritis.org, click in the search bar, Insights, and it will take you right to the assessment. And the really nice thing is that most recently, we have a separate Insights assessment for children. So as a parent, if your child or children are between the ages of 5 and 17 and they suffer from juvenile arthritis, please, you can take this assessment, having them in mind, and it will help us develop more programming and better programming services to help the children of our communities.
That is, and that website again is arthritis.org and /insights, and well worth the time to navigate that and get your feedback, because as mentioned, at least in New Hampshire, 2,000 kids are affected by juvenile arthritis, and in years past we've had a number of youth honorees. Kellen Sullivan from New Hampshire, he was a young man really debilitated by arthritis, and through a lot of the programs and the camps and everything else, he ended up being much more mobile and being able to play soccer. And we've had other youth honorees like Georgia Childs, and it's just been great to see the courage of the youth, because we didn't really talk too much about it. But while it's very hard sometimes for an adult to admit that they have arthritis because they are afraid maybe they'll lose their job, or this is just what everybody gets when they get old, it can be even more problematic for someone that's youthful. And so for youth honorees to step up to the plate. And that's a nice kind of segue to the walk, because generally on the JBRs, the Jingle Bell Runs, and the walks, we have honorees. So I know we're kind of in the sort of the first third of the planning and implementation of the May 8th walk, but we do have the venue, Northeast Dell Dental Stadium. We do have two board members, Warren and Barry, who are, you know, leading, and Scott leading the charge with you. So tell us how that's shaping out and up, and why that is so important as part of our curriculum or program for arthritis, both in terms of camaraderie and the walk itself, but education and fundraising.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, I am just super psyched about this year's walk for many reasons. So just to recap what you just mentioned, it is the morning of Saturday, May 8th, where, folks, it's less than 3 months, so from today, from this weekend, and it will be at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium in Manchester, of course, the morning of Saturday, May 8th, and we have phenomenal co-captains. So our co-captains this year are Barry Lynch and Scott Robotham, and they're already just running out of the gate doing phenomenal work. We are confirming our honorees for this year, so know that that is in the works. And the beauty, Tom, I think, is that we are offering folks the ability to participate in this walk either in person or virtually. So if you don't feel comfortable, or if you don't live near Manchester and don't feel like coming out and being there in person, you have the ability to participate virtually in your own neighborhoods or your own favorite walking spots. It is a 3K route, the same route as our Jingle Bell Run, and our financial goal this year is $25,000. I know without a doubt we will get there. Hey, we exceeded our goal at Jingle Bell Run by, we got 120%. So
exactly.
We made over $36,000, over $36,000.
And we were like a role model, because there were some doubters whether you could actually put on an in-person race back in November, and even now in May. And I think the point you made earlier, there will always be a virtual option. So that is something that people can pivot to, if depending on where they are with their own health and their own, you know, level of confidence. But thanks to Millennium Running, who developed the safe guidelines for, you know, racing or road racing, and then of course the equivalent for walking, you know, it is totally safe, but we obviously want to respect the fact that if you want to do it virtually. So we are really excited, and assuming baseball returns to minor league baseball in America, which is still up in the air, there either could be a game that day or another game that the people that participate in the walk, I know, will be invited to either a game in the near future or, you know, in the season, assuming that there is baseball. But regardless, the walk is at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. It's beautiful trail. People don't realize this, Tammy, but you did because you were there in November. But behind the stadium, you would think you're in the middle of the woods. I mean, it's just so beautiful, the walk, and it's safe. It's hard-packed tar, so it's flat, and everybody can walk it. And I'm really excited about it. And as you said, we'll raise funds for needed research and education. But there's also a sense of camaraderie that I have always liked to see. I always like to say I want to see the sea of green, and people, the same way we celebrate, you know, breast cancer walks and prostate walks, I think we need to do the same here.
I couldn't agree more. And it really solidifies, when folks come out, it really solidifies that they are not alone, and that other families, it's very, very family focused, very family centric, the walk to cure arthritis, because it's not a timed event. You can walk at your own pace, you can push strollers, and, you know, have children of all ages there. And it's a beautiful trail. I agree with you, Tom. It's just so lovely, and you don't feel like you're right outside of a baseball stadium. And if I may, I want to give two quick plugs, not only to Northeast Delta Dental, Tom, because you are our presenting sponsor, and you were our presenting sponsor for Jingle Bell Run. We could not have Millennial Running doing all that they do to keep us safe for these events if it wasn't for your sponsorship. So thank you so much. Running, fantastic.
John, who's the owner, CEO of Millennium, really engages the arthritis team as well. So we know that we want to tailor it for our needs as the Arthritis Foundation. But they're also the expert in, sort of the COVID protocol. So it's going to be a fun day. Like you said, it's like 3 months away. Should be a good day. The next day is, I think, Mother's Day, correct? So there may be some other family celebrations going on. If I'm listening to this and I'm all jazzed up now, and if I want to sort of set up a team, how would that work? Or just sign up as an individual? How would that work, Tammy?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Tom. The website is walktocurearthritis.org/New Hampshire, all spelled out. So walktocurearthritis.org/New Hampshire. It will get you right to our walk website. It is such an easy process to register yourself, register your team. You, as a team captain, can register any members of your team, which is a fairly new feature that we have on our walk websites. And it's just so much fun. And if you've never been to a Walk to Cure Arthritis, I would definitely say come on down. And if you don't, if you can't or don't feel comfortable being there in person, please join us virtually.
Awesome. So let's wrap up. The walk is May 8th. Those of you that can give us some insights on your arthritis journey, arthritis.org/insights. We need to really get your insights. And we want to make sure that the Arthritis Foundation remains relevant. And I can tell you, being on a lot of national calls and meetings and Zooms, the power of the brain power behind, where arthritis is heading is fantastic, and certainly has given me great confidence that that locally we'll be able to deliver the services and things like camps and resources for local folks in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. And again, adults with diagnosed arthritis in New Hampshire, you're talking, closing in on 300,000, and youth under 18 with doctor diagnosed arthritis, about 2,000. So although not nearly as well known as, diabetes and breast cancer and prostate cancer, we really need to make this a priority. And my dream is, in the same way, when I used to do the breast cancer walks and I would see the sea of pink walkers, I want to see this great day on May 8th with a sea of green being one of the colors of the arthritis brand. So thank you, Tammy, for joining me, and thank you this weekend on the radio show, but also providing a lot of the backing behind the local volunteers. As I mentioned, some of them, you mentioned Scott, you mentioned Barry, there's Paul Maggiato, there's Mary Nagel, there's Amber Ferreira, and we're all volunteers, so to have the support of the central office is great. So thank you, Tammy, and I will see you in person on May 8th, but I know we'll have meetings before that as well. Again, the walk is May 8th, insights is arthritis.org/insights, and listening audience, we can always use walkers, and we can also use contributions, quite candidly, and my CEO colleagues out there, sponsorships as well. All right, Tammy Barbosa, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, thank you for your leadership. Thanks to all of our board members and volunteers for their leadership, for their support. And if anyone out there needs more information, may I share my email?
Absolutely.
Okay, tbarboza, T-B-A-R-B-O-Z-A, @arthritis.org. That's tbarboza @arthritis.org. Thank you, listeners. We hope to see you at the walk. And please complete your insights if you are an arthritis sufferer. It will help us help you.
And I know that we've got some people jazzed and pumped. So call me also directly, 223-1300, if you want to become a board member, and I can connect you with Tammy.